Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast we've prepared for Thursday, January 29th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We are preparing this message in the heart of winter with the biggest snowstorm thus far this season out in front of us. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and today we want to share a message once again that we hope will encourage, titled Taste and See, which was written primarily by Brooksine. So I'm going to read the scripture text from Psalm 34, verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Recently, I was going about my nightly duty of picking up things left out in the kitchen before retiring for bed. The dim light under our range hood was sufficient enough for me to see what needed cleaning. There was a paper plate on the table with what appeared to be a couple of leftover spicy nuts and crumbs from the nut mixture. I make up large batches of these mixed nuts and give them out to people, often referring to these nuts as my nut ministry. In fact, I've included a recipe at the end of our message today for those who want to try it. I assumed that a steer had gotten into the mix I keep in the freezer and failed to clean her plate. Since I really like these nuts, this would allow me to eat a couple nuts without getting into the larger batch, for which I am tempted to eat way too many. I carried the plate with me into the dark hallway and started munching on the nut that I expected to be an almond, a cashew, or perhaps my favorite, which is a Brazil nut. When I bit into the nut, I didn't find it to be spicy, sweet, or nut-flavored at all. Instead, it tasted like a dried-out, flavorless biscuit. It tasted so awful, I knew I'd gotten hold of the wrong thing. I dashed for the trash, and I spit it out immediately. Then I headed for a stairs bedroom upstairs with a paper plate in my hand. Esther, what did you leave on this paper plate? Mom, that was Roxy's dog biscuits. She chewed some of them up, but those are the leftover crumbs. Well, needless to say, I felt quite foolish, and Esther had a great laugh following my untasty debacle. I couldn't judge the larger crumbs to be from dog biscuits, since I had falsely assumed or hoped them to be nuts. The dim light didn't help matters, but the taste was all I needed for my palate to discern the difference between people food and dog food.
Well, in a much more important test of discernment, many people have wrong assumptions about the Lord Jesus Christ. They based it on faulty teaching or unanswered prayers. They perhaps saw it. They've observed the hypocritical lifestyle of so-called believers, the failures of an earnest believer, or had little exposure to the Bible or genuine Christianity. Some envision Jesus to be a killjoy or one who disapproves of all that's fun in life. Well, there are various and assorted reasons that make people refuse to taste the good things God has for his creation.
The famous Matthew Henry comments on Psalm 34:8 in this way. David would have us to join with him in kind and good thoughts of God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. First, we must taste that he is a bountiful benefactor, relish the goodness of God in all his gifts to us, and savor the sweetness of them. Let God's goodness be rolled under the tongue as a sweet morsel. Secondly, we must see that he is a beautiful being and delight in the contemplation of his infinite perfections. By taste and sight, we both make discoveries and find satisfaction. Taste and see God's goodness. That is, take notice of it and take comfort in it. Well, Peter enjoins us to discard those attitudes which lead to one's spiritual malnourishment. This is mentioned in 1 Peter 2, verse 1. He talks about malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. Instead, we are to seek spiritual nourishment, and I quote verse 3, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good, end quote.
Well, some people feed on controversy, dissension, or juicy gossip. As believers, let us feed on the goodness of the Lord as we load up on His delightful provisions that He has invited us to taste and savor. Let us taste of God's goodness each day so that we are encouraged in the worst of times to trust in Him.
And let's all pray together. Father, whet our appetite for spiritual food that brings sustenance, growth, and experience as we partake of the bread of life. May our hearts hunger for the wonderful promises, provisions, and principles revealed throughout your Holy Scripture. As we regularly feast on these nourishing nuggets, we become mature and strengthened so that we can trust you in times of famine. Keep us tasting and keep us trusting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And of course, as we prepare this, we're looking directly at the written text of her message, and I'm looking at a cookie tray full of those delicious nuts that Brooksine makes. And she does share her recipe for all to prepare the mix if they would like today. We do have several photos on the site. One is a trail across the street from us that we often feature in the spring and summer and fall, but I have a beautiful winter picture of that trail. And if you care to look at it, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, January 29th, 2009. Well, Brooksine, why don't you share that other thought that is a story about me today?
Mm-hmm. Well, Stephen didn't know about my dog biscuit sampling until he read today's message. I couldn't bring myself to tell him since I have laughed repeatedly about his goof that took place about 12 years ago. I had found a recipe for making dog biscuits and baked up a batch for our dog Penny at the time. I used cookie cutters in the shape of a bone and had them cooling on the kitchen counter. Well, Stephen has always been in the habit of walking into the house and helping himself to whatever he might find in the kitchen that I've been preparing food-wise. He woofed the biscuit down before I could even stop him and explain. And then he says, "What kind of cookie is this? It tastes terrible." And he went and spit it out in the trash. Well, I would venture to say that listeners who have pets in their homes have probably had a sampling or two of dog food without realizing it until after their taste sense kicks in.
Well, that gave us a fun memory, Brooksine. Well, thank you for joining us, podcast listener, today. And we do have some supplemental music up on the site if you're interested. One is a hymn that we had never heard of before, neither one of us, titled Taste and See That the Lord is Good. And I found a site that has its words along with the tune. And then a couple more contemporary. One is a group out of Kansas City, Missouri, where I grew up, with a song called Oh, Taste and See That the Lord is Good. And then I found an old Petra song that would have been considered contemporary about 25 years ago. That's always the nature of contemporary. Also titled Taste and See. It's got some interesting lyrics, some thoughtful lyrics in it that you may enjoy listening to. Did you want to share anything else, Brooksine? She says no.
I'm done.
She's done. She's worked hard on the message. She took the lion's share today. We kind of reversed roles. What a blessing to share the word of the Lord with you, and sometimes sharing the fun experiences in our home as well. Have a blessed day, and indeed, taste and see that the Lord is good.